Okay, I'm just saying over here at this school, it's, you know, obviously it's a princess area. Okay, we are Dawud Amar Aleph to give a background to what we're going to do today. Yesterday we learned about Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan that argued about the case was a kupa, right? It was a case. It was a case of pupa that you used taurus in one corner, you found the sheretz in a different corner. Chizki said tar, Rabbi Yochanan said tamay. We asked on them from the fact that Shammai and Hillel both agree it's tamay, and we gave multiple answers. We're not going to go through all of them now. Yesterday we learned multiple answers. Now the last answer was that the Shammai and Hillel were talking about in the same corner, and Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan were talking about it was in a different corner. And just like we have a rule that a machzik the law is called atumas kashas mitziyasan, that you say this is when it happened. You don't assume it happened before, right? We have that case by you found the shas mitziyasan was the case of. What was the case of Shas Mitziyasam? Rashi said, just one of the ones that Rashi said. Right, somebody touched somebody at night, right? He doesn't know if he was alive or dead. And the next day you found him in the morning, the Chacham says Tamei, because you say Kishas Mitziyasam. The way you found it, that's the way it was. Chumra by Taras. We don't say the way it was, we say the way it is. That's how it was when the guy touched it. So that's only Kishas Mitziyasan and the Mokam Mitziyasan. That's what the Brisa said, in the place you found it. However, if the mace had been moved, you don't say that necessarily he was dead in the previous place. That Chumra was only said the Mokam Mitziyasan, Kishas Mitziyasan, not in a different place. So the question was on Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say, Machzikin and Tumim, Mokam Mokam, when the Brisa says you have to have the Mokam Mitziyasan? So the Gemara wanted to answer. That perhaps Rabbi Yochanan just makes it suffering tamei, and the bright that it says you need Malkum Mitziyasam, that's to keep it from being Vadai tamei. Meaning that's for Vadai tamei. If you find it in the same place, we say it's Vadai tamei. You would burn truma, and if you find it in a different place, you wouldn't burn the truma. You would say it's a suffering tamei. So the Gemara now tries to disprove that. Again, the Gemara is offering that bright that requires that it has to be in the same location for us to be machmer, is talking about to say it's vadai tameh and you're willing to burn truma. However, if it's in a different location, the brisa means to say it's not vadai tameh, but it's suffik tameh. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that we take truma from place to place, because if he's only making it a suffik tameh. That's what the Gemara wanted to offer. So the Gemara slugs it up, because we find that when it comes to Shas Mitziyasan, we are makel to make something tahar if it's tahar now. For instance, you found a burnt sheretz on top of taras. So we say, now it's not metame. So we're metayer. I mean, Shas Mitziyasan is not only a chumra. Shas Mitziyasan is used for kula. That means we're going that way bevadai. We're saying, Shas Mitziyasan says, you find it now in a state that it's not metame, it's not tame. Right. The other case was you have a machat is the way to pronounce it. I was corrected yesterday. A machat that is full of rust or broken. We say now it's not metame. We say it wasn't metame to taris. We go by shas mitziyasam even lakula. And the Gemara now understands that just like shas mitziyasam is a psak vadai, that same brisa says shas mitziyasam and mokum mitziyasam. Shas mitziyasam is a psak vadai, and mokum mitziyasam is a psak vadai. That means in the same, you can go lakula. Just like shas mitziyasam, you go both lakumra and lakula. Mokum mitziyasam is not a suffix. If it's go by mokum mitziyasam, but if it's not mokum mitziyasam, it's not tamei. Just like if we go by Shas Mitziyasam Lakula, Malkum Mitziyasam is a Vadai, not a Suffolk. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Therefore, the answer we said yesterday, to say that Rabbi Yochanan would hold it's a Suffolk, is not good. That's what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara proves in two cases that Shas Mitziyasam is not a question. It is a definite. If it's Tamei now, we say it's Vadai Tamei, and we would burn the Truma. And if it's not Tamei now, if it's Tar now, meaning if it's in a state that it can be metame, we say it's not tame. We leave it that it's tar, right? So, and again, let me explain this. The taras have a cheskes tara. This food, there's no reason to assume it became tame. It's It's a suffix. Maybe the sheretz came on it when it was metame, maybe not. So we usually machmer. Because it's truma and kachim, we are machmer. Like Basil was, like Hill was machmer by a woman, even though she has a chazaka of tara. But since she's tame now, Hill said when it comes to truma and kachim, we have to be machmer. Same thing here. This is a cheska tara. This tara, this food was tar. You want to say we came tame. So we say we're machmer. Only if now it's in a state of being metame. But if it's in a state that it's not metame, we're not machmer. Shas Mitziyasan says, you're only machmer if now it's in a state of being metame. You're not machmer if now it's not a state of being metame.
What state is it in now?
It's a burned cheretz. It's not metame at this point. A rusty nail. It's not metame at this point. So we say, this chumra that we have by Truman Kutchum, that we don't go by the fact that the Tara has a cheskas Tara, and we say, suffix with the Tame, we say, Tzvarai Tame, because it's Tame now, that's only true by if it's in a state of being Tame now, not if it's not. So therefore, this halacha of Mokam Mitziyasam, which also says that we go by the place you find it, and if it's in a different place, we're not Machmer, is the same, the Gemara understands, would be the same thing. It's not a suffix, it's vadai. If it's in a place where it was tamei, it's in the same place, then we're machmer. If it was moved, we say the sheretz came in later. That's what we say. It's a vadai svara. That, just like Shas Mitziyasam is a vadai svara, Malka Mitziyasam is a vadai svara. That's what the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Eichelin. Rabbi Eichelin wanted to say that even though the box was found in a different location, we're machmer. The Braisa said, we're only Machmer Shas Mitziyasam, Malka Mitziyasam. Rabbi Yechanan said, we're Machmer even in a different location. So we wanted to answer that the Braisa meant you're only Vadai if it's in the same place. But if it's in a different place, it's a suffix. Now, the Gemara has two things in that Braisa, Shas Mitziyasam and Malka Mitziyasam. By Shas Mitziyasam, it's not a suffix. We're willing to be Mekul if the status is now not being Matame. So by Malka Mitziyasam, why all of a sudden are you Mesupik if by Shas Mitziyasam you're definitive? Now if it's a state of Tami, it's Varei Tami. If it's not, it's Varei Tahar. And by Malka Mitziyasam, you want to create that if it's in a different place, it's still a suffix. It doesn't sound that way from the Braisa that says Shas Mitziyasam and Malka Mitziyasam. Zog di Gemara. That's what we said. The Tali Allah, Kishas Mitziyasam, and Mamaka Mitziyasam.
And it's
not the same place as Rabbi Tor? Well, it doesn't say that, right? But the next writer says that if it's Shas Mitziyasam Matara, we say Vadai Tor. That seems to say that when it says Shas Mitziyasam and Mamaka Mitziyasam, they're the same.
There's no reason to suspect that
it was. Yeah, you're always suspecting, but we have a Cheskas Tara.
What's the chazaka
there? Cheskes Chai? The guy is, no, well, you have two chazakas. He has a cheskes chai, and the guy who touched him has a cheskes tara. We're up to the chitema, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom. The last two words. The chitema, now the Gemara says, maybe we can differentiate. That Malka Mitziyasam is 100% tamei or 100% tar. But Shas Mitziyasam is 100% tamei or 100% tar. Like we've proven. If it's in a state of tara now, we say it's vadai tar. If it's in a state of tumah now, we say burn the truma. Malka Mitziyasam might be different. Even though the Braisa put them both together, who says they have to share the same halacha? Maybe by Malka Mitziyasam, if it's in a different place, we don't say vadai tar, we say suffix. You know, who says you equate Shas Mitziyasam? All your proofs were from Shas Mitziyasam. That since you find it in the state of Tara, we say it's Tar Vadai. No suffix. So we assumed that Malka Mitziyasam is the same thing. If you find it in a different place, it's Vadai Tar. Who says? V'chitema. Shas Mitziyasam bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Shas Mitziyasam is both ways. But Malka Mitziyasam, that's only in the same place. Maybe by Malka Mitziyasam, it's different rules. Maybe by Malka Mitziyasam, if it's not in the place, we don't say Vadai Tor, we say Suffolk. That's the Gemara's question, answer. So now we're trying to answer Rabbi Yechonon. That which the Braita said, you need Malka Matiyasam, that's to burn the Truma. If it's not the Malka Matiyasam, we say it's a Suffolk. I, by Shas Matiyasam, we didn't entertain Suffolk. We said either Tamei or Tahar Vadai. That's Shas Matiyasam. Maybe Malka Matiyasam is different. Zuck Rashi. The Chitema. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide lines. The Chitema Roydami. The Hakam Shem Hakitar. From the Shas Mitziyasa, Umaka Mitziyasa, Batara Goy. They're both Batara. The Basha Shas Mitziyasa, Nazlinan, Bain Lakula, Bain Lakumra. You go by its present state, either to be Maker or to be Machmer. Bain Lakula, Kihaki, got a Machat Umatlis. Go Lakula by the case of the needle and the case of the clothing that is frayed. Lakzuka Batara, to say it's the Haira Vadai. Right, the guy touched the guy at night, in the morning he's dead. We say, you burned the truma. We say the guy's Vadai Tameh who touched him. Because Shas Mitziyasa. In the same case, if he's in a state of Tara now, we say it was a state of Tara, it's Vadai Tahar. But maybe, Shaloi B'malka Mitziyasa, the Lecher Aglaim L'davar Kulahai. But it's a different location, it's not as definitive as it is Shas Mitziyasam. Shas Mitziyasam is more definitive because now it's Tahar, now it's Tameh. Malka Mitziyasam is not a proof that it wasn't there before. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Shas Mitziyasam tells me as it is now. Malka Mitziyasam just tells me it might have happened later, not before. It's a different kind of example. So maybe there we're Machmer. We say, yes, it might have happened here. It might have happened before, but we're not definitive like Shas Mitziyasam that says leave it as is. Right? Leitavina, Mitlatalina. The Gemara is going to prove that we don't say that. How do we prove that? But not. Kikur Agabe Adaf. There's a board, a shelf in the wall. And on the shelf is a kikur of truma. A loaf of bread of truma. Umadav Tamei Munach Tachtav. And under the board is a clothing of a Tamei. Madav is, well, Raji will explain what kind of tumma madav is. But it's a kind of tumma that makes food tamei. Okay, so let's set up the case. You have a shelf, and under the shelf is a piece of clothing. Madav means it was on the top of the zav. It was a blanket over the zav. Any blanket over the zav is a rishon l'tumma. Again, a zav is in bed, and he's covered by 10 blankets. His body only touches one of them. All 10 are rishon l'tumma. This rishon l'tumma was under the board. Under the board. And if the bread would have fallen off the shelf, inevitably, it would have touched that piece of clothing. That's what happened. The way it's set up, there's a board, and the Gemara is going to explain that the board is on an angle. So it makes a lot of sense that the bread might have rolled off. And if it rolls off, it would have been found right on the baguette. It would have hit the baguette. Not found the baguette, but hit the baguette. But you found the bread past the baguette.
On the floor.
The case is, there's a shelf. The Gemara is going to explain this shelf is on an angle, which makes it a distinct possibility that the bread fell by itself. And if it falls by itself, inevitably it lands on the clothing and then rolls. That's why we're running the Gemara. It's an amazing thing that the Gemara is going to cover that. Right. This is the story. Right. Even though if it falls, it's impossible unless it touches the beggar. Tahira. Why? Because we go by Malkum Mitziyasa. Shani Aymer. Adam Tar Nichlus Lasham. The Nakla. Somebody came in, picked the bread up, and put it on the floor. He didn't want it to touch the beggar. He didn't want it to fall on the beggar. He saw it. He said, let me get it out of here. And he moved it further. So therefore, we go by Malka Mitziyasam. Malka Mitziyasam is not Tameh. Here you have a case that we're Mekel because we go by Malka Mitziyasam. You go by where it is. This is not where the Tumah was. The Tumah is there, and you're here. So therefore, the Gemara wants to prove that it's not a Suffolk if it's in a different location. It's a Vadai. We say a Vadai that it's Tahar. So how can Rabbi Yechonon say that if the box is in a different place, it's still Tamei, the Suffolk, when we see that if it's in a different place, we go by Tar. That's the Gemara's question on Rabbi Yochanan.
So do
you see that you don't consider it a suffix? According to Rabbi Yochanan,
just like
Shas Matriyasa. Exactly. The Amar, can you just wait 2 minutes? I'll finish. Come on. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, like Nitzuchel Lamaka Madra. It's even when it's on a shelf on an incline. That's the word, an angle. Right? So we see clearly that Malka Matriyasa is a definitive sock, not a suffix. And for the Gemara, Adam Kazuk Tani Taima. There's no connection. Shani Aymer, Adam Tar Nifnas Hashem, Benatla. Their pshat is, there you found it in a time that it's tar and in a place that it's tar. The shas metziyasim there is also tar. When you find it, you're finding it on a floor, not next to tuma. So therefore we say, assume it's tar. You don't even need makom metziyasim there. Shas metziyasim, the state that you find it in is without tuma, on the floor. Here, by the thing, you found a sheretz in the box. You're finding a state that the box is tummy. Question is only, was it there before or not? There's no shas metziyasim hefter here. There, by the case of the bread, forget makom metziyasim. What state do you find it in? You find it tummy now, or do you find it tar now? Find it tar now, on the floor, not on the baguette. So therefore, we go lakula. Because by Shas Matriyasa, we said that's a definite fact. Here, by the Sheretz, you're finding it in the state of Tuma. The question only, was it in the state of Tuma in the other location? So, there, here, Shas Matriyasa is not a factor. Only Malkum Matriyasa. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says it's a suffix. When does we say Lukula? By Shas Matriyasa. Not by Malkum Matriyasa. That's what the Gemara is answering. The case of the bread? That's Shas Matriyasa. When you find it, it's not in a state of Tumah. When you find it, it's in a state of Tara. By the Sheretz, you're finding it in the box. Even though you found it in a different location, but the box is now Tumah. Question is only, was it Tumah before? It's not a question that now it's Tar, leave it at Tar. Nah, it's Tumah. So therefore, you actually can say, that's a suffix. Yes, doctor?
Question number one.
No oil here. No mates.
So the idea is it rolls off the shelf onto the baguette and then rolls off.
Well, with the inertia of the roll, it will roll right through it.
You're assuming Christmas environment, so I understand.
Next. I'm not going to set an argument at this point. Next.
Okay, so that's the
problem.
Because I can construct a...
I don't have to construct. I mean, I let the Gemara do its own construction.
Given that the fall was unassuming, I can also use a plausible thing where it goes through falls and misses the baguette altogether.
So that's why the Gemara said he asked her. The Gemara said the baguette is in a way that it's impossible that it would miss it.
Okay. Unless someone threw it.
Unless somebody moved it. Right. In the fall, it would have been impossible.
I can make the... possibility that it hits the
baguette
would be a chumrah.
Correct. And we're going to the kula. If Malkum Matziyasim is only a suffix, why are we going to the kula? The Gemara understood we're going to the kula because it's now in a place of Tara, a place not where the suffix is. The suffix was whether it landed, and now it's in a different location.
Is it back to the base that he bumped into?
Yes.
Find him in a different place, then you go cooler. Because
again. Shas Matziyasan and Malkum Matziyasan. The Brisa by the Mei said, we go by his now, and now he's dead. And he's in the same location, therefore the guy who touched him is Vadai Tameh. But if the mace would be in a different location, we wouldn't have that Chumrah. And let me explain again. If you went with biblical law is that the guy should not be tummy. We don't know if the mace was alive or dead. The last thing we knew, he was alive. His chazaka says he was alive and changed at the last possible moment. Right? Just like we have a chazaka that the mikveh was good. Just like we have a chazaka that the woman was not an either. We have a chazaka that the mace was alive. coupled with the fact that this man who walked by had his own chazak of Tara. Yet we say, since it's in the same location and it's the way we find it now, we're ready to burn Truma. So there we deduce, if that's the right word, two things. Number one is, if we find a place, a state, when it's not Tamei, we don't think it might have been Tamei before. Like the Mashal, when the sheretz is on the food, we don't say the sheretz was Tamei at one point, therefore the food is Tamei. We say, since it's now in a state that it's not for Tamei, we say it's Tahar because the food has a cheskes Tahara. We don't say by the burnt sheretz, number one. And number two is, we assume that the same thing is true, that if you find it not in the location of the suffix, because the brisa equalized the two necessities. And it said, we only say that the base is Matame Vada if he's in the same location. Had he been moved, we're not Matame.
Because it weakens the
why does it weaken?
Because how did the base move?
Somebody moved him. How did the box move? Somebody moved it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they were trying to master Kasha, the base must have walked.
Right.
That people, yeah, just somebody moved him.
But it opens up the doubt that maybe he did walk. There is that
again, doubt. Again. You're right, but we're assuming that we know a mace was moved. That's what the Mepharshim speak of.
Well, by sheretz on top of a food, it doesn't get burnt there. It's not a regular sheretz, and then it gets burnt on the food.
Okay, so let's take the other case of the Talos that frayed. It might have frayed here. Some Mepharshim say that. If you notice, Rashi doesn't bring sheretz into the conversation. He only talks about the Talos. So there is Achrayim didn't want to say, because Rashi said, if the sheretz got burnt here, you would see the marks on the food.
In the case of the
what? It's rusty. It got rusty here.
No, I meant the rack.
It frayed.
And it's on top of food?
Yeah.
Maybe it was not frayed before.
Correct. So what DeMar wanted to do is equate, prove that Malkum Metziyasim is like Shas Metziyasim. And the Gemara's response is, no. The case you bring me is Shas Metziyasan. It's not Malkum Metziyasan. And maybe by Malkum Metziyasan we're Machmer.
Change of place does not factor in there at all.
You don't need it.
It makes it worse.
It does, again. But we see it's Vaday Tahor. Right? Rashi. Hadaf. Keresh, board, Munach Hagabi, Yesedis, Bekaisel. That's on nails in a wall. Umadav tamei, begat tamei, munach tachas adav bekarka. B'tayris kahanim kari madav. What is the translation of madav? In Tayris kahanim, they call it lo yoyno shel zav. The clothing item that's on the top of the zav. Umadav, lashon tumah kalahu. Madav means it's a lighter tumah, because in comparison to the blankets under the zav, it's ava tumah, this is only a rishon tumah. Sagavai dachashtam. So Yainashazab the Tamim Midaraisa. It's talking about the top of a Zab, which is a biblical tumma. Mil Tumase Kala Mishum Medras. It is a lighter tumma than the blankets under it. Lihavi Ava Tumma Latami Ada Bekalam. Uba Matas Akikura Gabi Akarka Minabagin Vahala. He found the bread further than the piece of clothing. Not Nafla Gabi Amadov. It did not find fall on this clothing. Should not lay Maladav Venichalara. The guy moved it. Even if it's on a slant, it's on a slant. And there's a good side to say that this rolled off. We don't say that it went on the beged and then fell. We say, look at it where it is. It's in a place of Tara. The name of Maladaf Novel was the Gaul Lakan that it fell off the board and rolled here. Zoxy Gemara, it's not a comparison. Shani Aymer, I will be coupon him to Sheretz Lataycha. There you find it at the time of Tara. Here you find it at the time of Tumah. The Shas Mitziyasa Tmehi. Frag the Gemara. Achinami, name Oyriv Asa, Vishada. Why don't we say that maybe a bird came?
You saw the guy
taking it. No, you assume. Right. Why don't we entertain the possibility that a bird came and threw the sheretz in afterwards? Right? Meaning, why do we assume that It's a suffix. It might have been there before. Just like over there, we're willing to go with the fact that a man moved it, right? So why don't we say here that a bird moved the sheretz in? How did the sheretz get here? A bird dropped it in here. Shas mitziyason, meaning that it happened in this place. As we find it now, let's assume a bird did it, and let's consider the shas mitziyason as not tameh. Even though now the box is tameh, but there's a good reasoning to say that the tumah happened afterwards through a bird. We don't say birds. We don't take that into account. People move things. We don't say maybe the bird came and moved the sheretz. Rashi, period. So we answered Rabbi Yechelin, and now we're left now just to understand the case of the bread. Now we're going to go back to discuss the case of the bread. But as far as Rabbi Yechelin is concerned, he holds Malkum. When we say Shasim, Malkum Atziyasam, it's a suffix if it's not Malkum Atziyasam. Unlike Shas Tumasam, if it's not in a state of Tumma, we say Vadai Tar. By Malkum, we don't say Vadai, we say it's suffix. That's the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Yechelin. Yes. Now the Gemara has a separate question. Why isn't this bread a suffix Tumma B'Shas HaYochid? You find the bread, you don't go whether it touched the baguette or don't touch the baguette. This is a regular suffix between Mishnah and Yachid that we're machmer. Why over here, all of a sudden, are we saying, go by Shas Mitziyasam, Malkum Mitziyasam, what happened to suffix to Mishnah and Yachid? That's the Gemara's question. The truth is, the Gemara could have asked this question on Sheretz. The Gemara could have asked this question on the Talos. What happened to the rule that whenever you have a suffix to Mishnah and Yachid, we say Tamei? We don't say Shas Mitziyasam, we don't say Malkum Mitziyasam, and we don't go back Hazaka. The suffix tumah b'shus hayachid. The private place, you don't know when the sheretz fell on the clothing, you don't know when the clothing frayed, the suffix tumah b'shus hayachid. Suffix tumah b'shus hayachid, we don't go back to Chazaka.
Why is it?
There's only two people, there's no people there. If there were people there, we'd know what happened. It means nobody was around. It happened in a place where nobody was around. That's called b'shus hayachid. Because if people were there, we'd know what happened. Again, for Tumma means.
I understand it, but
this is
Rishus HaRabim, and at that moment, no people were there.
That's Rishus HaYachid for Tumma. Yes. Correct. Exactly. No? How do you know that? Yeah, okay, I can't argue with you because I don't know Mishnayos and Taharos, but I can only tell you that the assumption by Rishus HaRabim is that people were there. That's why we always say something to Mishnah Shabbat Shatar, because we assume that if it's surrounded, there was always traffic. That's how I understood it. Again, I can't prove it wrong. Can't prove you wrong, I don't know. That's the Gemara. Mirti, Amri, Mirti. I'm sorry. Mirti, Hai Kikur Sabbat Shabbat 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 Bein Mishus HaRabim, Bein Mishus HaYachid Tzvei Ketor. The new rule, by Saita, there's people involved. People that would know what happened, right, but aren't, you don't know what happened. But there's a person there that theoretically was a man there that could know what happened. He doesn't. Therefore, a guy walks by a mace, he doesn't know if he touched it. That would be a subject of Mishus HaYachid. Because a person is involved. Did he get touched the mace? Did he not touch the mace? It's somebody you can talk to. If you have a sheretz on taharos, you have no idea, and there's no man involved, there's nobody with das involved here. You're having a suffix without anybody that could have been answered any questions about the situation. Therefore, the rule is, suffix tumah is only tameh when a human is involved. Either the human is the metameh, or the human is to become tameh. But if there's no human involved, we say even Rishus HaYachid Tzvei Ketor. So if you walk in the street and there's a keli next to a sheretz, and you don't know whether the keli touched the sheretz, it's a subject to in Rishus HaYachid. I'm sorry, you walk in a bar, it's tar, because there's no das l'shol. There's no human involved. That's part of what we learn now from the site that we want to learn Rashi first. Zok Rashi. Same by Das Michti. Hai Kikir Sabik Tumah Hu. Sabik Naga, Sabik Le Naga. Aba Kupa Le Parach. In the case of Parach, we on Kupa we don't ask. Le Yeschazik Tumah Bezavik Shabai Sarishan. There was no Vladai Tumah. You can't ask it on the box because in the box there's a vadai. There was no tumma. We don't know of any vadai tumma. But here, by the case of the machat, there was a vadai tumma. It was once upon a time vadai tumma. The matlas was once upon a time vadai tumma. This bread, this beged that's under the bread, was once a time vadai tumma. We're dealing with a vadai tumma. There, we don't have an original vadai tumma. So therefore, we didn't ask her on the kupa. She'im by dasli, show'im nagam le nagam. There's nobody there to ask. Say katar. The other kaimelon, say katame, b'shul sayachid, b'shul d'gamina misaita. She'saita yesh by dasli, show'im nitman lav. We could ask her. She's not giving us any answers, but it's somebody you can talk to. If you have a suffix with nobody to talk to, then we say it's say katar. Yes, doctor.
I was just going to say, I don't know why people don't use the term unobserved rather than
Rishus Yachid,
but nobody uses it. But it does.
So
that, but by that same rule, in terms of.
But it's not true, that's why. Because if you have two people, it's still
Sabbath Tumah Rishus Yachid. That's what I was about to say. Is in terms of Sota, there is mandatorily two people there. Who can be asked? They may not give a truthful answer, but they can be asked.
That's what the Gemara just said.
They are observed going into the room.
Again, not arguing. Viva Isema!
The key card fell off the board.
Yes.
We're assuming at the end that somebody moved it.
Correct.
But we have no idea who the person is.
Correct.
The person was involved.
Correct. But it doesn't make a difference because we find the kicker and the thing, and we don't know whether it rolled off or not. There's nobody to ask. There's no person involved. Meaning?
There has to be, but we just don't know who it is.
No, there might not have been. It might have rolled off.
And then it becomes solid when it rolled off of it?
It did.
Did we say anything? So what was the story of the
Kikar?
The end. It's
Tamei or Tamei? Okay, hold a second. The question is, why isn't it Tamei? This is a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. And the answer is, if you say it's Tamei, there was no person involved. That means there was no person here. Therefore, we say it's Tar. The side to say it's Tamei is when there's no person. Again, it rolled off. That's how it would be Tame.
What's the end of the key?
I don't care what the end is. What's the question? Why should it be Tame?
If Shorazomay didn't.
Yeah, why should it be Tame?
Because it must have fell down on the bed.
If not must have, it probably, it might have.
Well,
that's the answer, then it might not have. But let's say.
Isn't the EF Shore tell us
it? If it fell off, it's the answer. Who says it fell off?
Moving it.
Correct. Now, on the side that the person didn't move it, is there any human involved?
No.
That's why it's straight. That's why it's anybody that has whistle. Sorry.
On that side, there is a topic, the badai. On the side that no human was involved, it's the badai. The badai will not say something.
You're right. You're right. The way I understand the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that since it's a suffix that involves a possibility of no human, we don't say it aloch of sight. The possibility of no human. It's not vada, not a human. It's a suffix whether it was a human and that would make it tar, or no human and that would make it tame. So the suffix of no human and tame, it's a suffix, it's called ein bei das
lishon. In the case of the orev,
we dismiss that. We don't assume a person does things to.
What's the point? You find either way it's coming.
No, the question is whether you say it happened before or not.
What happened?
Sure. Whether Sheretz was in the box.
Dead Sheretz.
Was it the raven dropped it in the box? No. If the raven dropped it in the box, then we don't have to worry about the first location. A guy used it with food in the first location. That you can't say Sabik Tumah B'Shasei Yachad over here, because over here we're talking about Tumah D'Rabbanan. And B'Tumah D'Rabbanan, even B'Shasei Yachad, we say Sveika Tahar. It's a Tumah D'Rabbanan. The case wasn't the case of a Zav, beggar of a Zav. We're talking about a beggar that became Tumah rabbinically. In Masechtas Chagiga, there's a whole list of things that rabbinically can make a beggar tameh. But we're dealing with a Tumah D'Rabbanan, that worst case scenario. Therefore, the rule of Sveika Tameh doesn't apply. Daikinami Diktani Madaf, L'chsiv Ale Nidaf, a branch that moves. It's a lashon of a slight Tumah. I can't think of the word in English that I would use. Something light, like a branch, a leaf.
A rustling leaf.
It's a rustling tumah, meaning a weak tumah. Rashi. But tumah d'rabbanan can hanach ma'ilus to chaymer b'kaidish. Learn the third parak of Chagiga, where the Gemara talks about different levels of chumrah in tumah. Big day prushim medrus laichli tumah. Rashi brings one case. You have a tamah chacham, who's makbid in tara, but if a kayan touches his baghead, he becomes tameh. Why? So chumrah and truma, that even the unless the person eats truma or he lives on that level, you say he's tameh vis-a-vis truma. That's a chumrah. Why should I assume the guy is tameh? He's a fine, healthy Jew, wonderful. But when it comes to truma, we're very machmer. Mishamachi afilu b'chaseyach etzvei katar. Ale nidav, davar hakao. Okay, nami tumakala. Isti amri, madav azayayin eshozav. Once someone will learn this answer, that we're talking about the thing on top of the Zav. Vishibushu, it's a mistake. The Yoinish Zav, the time of Kikim and Atira. That's biblical. The Perik B'nai Skusim in the fourth Perik. Natsuki Akasim in Tumakamur, the Tumakala. The Torah moved it from being a medrash, strict Tumah, to a lighter Tumah. Lime along the Adam Atami Lachlan Ramaskin. Well, Mikariki Akvine, at the beginning, before we answered that it's rabbinic, you're right. At the beginning, we thought it's the top of the Zav, but now we're entering, it's rabbinic. So it's not the top of the Zav, because the top of the Zav is biblical. So Rashi dismisses those that want to translate it now as the top of the Zav.
That was the right before that we said that if something that you can't answer in the official, therefore it's
Suffolk topic is the Cheskas Tara.
Suffolk is
Tara. We go Lakula. Suffolk Tumah B'Shasei Yachad, we go Lakula. Like every, what would it be without Saita? You'd say leave things the way they were. You don't know if it became Tameh or not. Say it didn't become Tameh.
We have a problem
with Saita. Only by Das Lishol.
So, I think back to the case of Mikva Chaser. That Das Lishol is because it's the Mikhail. The title of the mikvah, you can't ask anybody to know when the water went lower.
No, but a person's involved in the suffix. Has nothing to do with knowledge. The guy who's going into the mikvah is a person involved in the suffix. Here there's no person involved in the suffix.
The source of the suffix is...
Again, Das Lishol, I'm translating Das Lishol. Dr. Gemara Reich.
Sota,
yes.
That's Lishok because of these two people.
Yes. Or? The subject is about people that we is about people, not about things.
That's the difference. Yeah.
Well, again, sometimes if a person was involved, it's about a thing that was held by a person.
The subject to Rosh Hashanah
is what? It's Tameh. But only if it's Das Lishok. Right.
So
why? Tar. Leave back Hazaka. Chamim Aymerim like a Divrei Zeh, but like a Divrei Zeh. The Chamim say, not like Hill that said you go back to the last Bdika, and not like Shammai who said don't worry about it. Tana Rabbanan. The Chamim Aymerim like a Divrei Zeh, but like a Divrei Zeh. Like a Divrei Shammai Shleyasa Shalk Mutvarov, not like Shammai that made no fence no chumrah. The like of the hills, the hifris amidaisav. He went beyond the measurement. I don't know how he translates the English. He extended it too far. What did he say? Hifris.
Exaggerated his measures.
Twenty-four hours cuts it, not before that. Pekida lepekida, mamatas ayat meislays. Meislays, mamatas ayat mepekida lepekida. What would be that case? Case, but katz lebechad b'shabbos umatzas tahira. She checked herself on Sunday and she was fine. The yoshva sheini u'shlishi v'loy batka. And then Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, no bedikas. Will revi batka umatzas tmeya. And on Wednesday, she does a bedika and finds herself to be an Ida. We don't say, go back to Sunday. Ella Meisleis, only 24 hours. Bepkidu lepkidu mematas ayat Meisleis. Ketzat. Bat katma b'shan rishayna. She checked herself 6 a.m. Umatas tahira. V'yashvul ashni u'shlishis v'lay batka. And at 7 and 8, she didn't do bedika. Ulurviyas, and at 9 o'clock, batka umatas tameya. Ein aymim tatama Meisleis. We don't go back 24 hours. Elam Ebkida Lepkida. Only since 6 a.m.
Whatever is shorter.
Fact, the Gemara Pshita. That's not a Kiddush that you go by the last Bedika. Why would you go back before the last Bedika? You know. I can understand what happened to Kiddush. That Meisleis, you don't go beyond Meisleis. Not like Hill. But nobody said you don't count the last bedika. So why do the Chacham have to say, have bedika, the bedika? The bedika cuts my slice. Is that a chiddush? Shinta. Given the bat katz of shayin rishayin and matzah tahira, let me tell you, the lam makes slice. So why was it necessary to speak this out?
Even Shammai would hold.
Well, Shammai holds, you never machmer.
Shammai holds.
You never machmer. And for the Gemara, even Shehillah would hold that way. And for the Gemara, you're right. There is no chiddush. But I did the Tanya Meisleis and Matzah. I'm a pekida lepekida. Tanya, I'm a pekida lepekida Meisleis. You're 100% right. There's no chiddush in that. The chiddush is that 24 hours cuts pekida lepekida. Once we said it that way, we threw in the other way. But the other way is an obvious. There's no chiddush in that. Everybody agrees to that. Zuck Rashi, Shehifrit.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Why is that a reason to say it that way? Why is that parallel language anything but confusing?
Stylistic. Tanoim write in a certain style, and this was the style of this Tana.
But it seems to me that this would only confuse.
Well, Gemara said it confused. Well, the Gemara's answer is it's not meant to confuse. Why you wrote in that style? I can't answer your question.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Again, Shehifriz, Shehich, Nihigdil, Vehichav, Midasai, he expanded his measurements. Matamelim Efreya, Bepkidil, Lepkidil, he goes more than 24 hours. Come and say, that's too much. I did the Tanah Meisleis, the Master say, Bepkidil, Lepkidil, the Istruch Lemisteh, you had to tell that. The Leitainim, Silik, Yedah, Rasa, Be'echa, Be'Shabbos, you don't say that immediately she might have seen it on Sunday. Tananami, and you're right, there is no Kiddush in this. There's no Kiddush. Many times in Shas we find Tanoim do things stylistically that can throw you off. And the Gemara just point that.
This just,
it probably did.
It just feels like a stumbling block to me.
Way.
Okay.
No, it was probably easier to memorize that way. It was like a balance kind
could
of
be,
a.
Could be. Zog Gemara Weiter. I'm a rabbi, my time is Rabbanan. Why did Rabbanan only go back 24 hours? Where does 24 hours come with? So the Gemara is going to say something that makes no sense. Isha Margeshes Batzma. Because the woman didn't feel anything. So why should I go more than 24 hours? Amar Abayim can't say Daya Shaita. So why are you going back at all? Meaning, if you're going to say the fact that you didn't feel something is a reason not to be Machmer, so don't be Machmer. Do like Shammai. Why are you saying, where does 24 hours come from? Frank to Gemara for Rabba. Didn't Rabba know that? Why did he say this reason that makes no sense? So the Gemara looked to the Abaye with the boy. You're right. He never meant it. He wanted to see if Abaye would react. Abaye was a student. So he said something that didn't make any sense. So Abaye should say, huh? Exactly why he did it. He said the answer that was not meant to make sense. There's no reason that the fact she didn't feel anything makes 24 hours. 24 hours has nothing to do with that. If you take that as a factor, then don't be machmer. If you don't take it as a factor, go back to the last bedikah. Where did this 24 hours come from? So Rabbi said something, and Abai said, what you said makes no sense. And the truth is, Rabbi knew it made no sense. But he did it to see if Abai would react. Rashi? Isha Mageshes Vatsma, the Misa Dimsilu Gezer Rasa, she saw it as soon as she stopped doing her bedikah, Sunday, Habe Mageshes. In Cain, if you would say the Isha Mageshes, they die a shaita, Philip made slaves. Why are you going back, Philip Maita Tamavrei? Why is it going back 24 hours? The answer is, Rabbi never meant it. So what is the reason? So what is Rabbanon's reason? So we will leave the answer. No, let me do it. Tiad Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul. Chachamim tiknu lahem Rebnais Yisrael Shubatkis Atma Shachos V'Arvis. The Chachamim said, any woman that works with Taurus has to check herself twice a day. It's a decree of the Rabbanon. Basically, I'm going to speak this out. This woman violated the decree. She checked herself Sunday. She did not check herself Monday or Tuesday. The Rabbanon wanted her to check herself twice a day. She violated that. Now she finds herself coming on Wednesday. I mean, lady, you were wrong. You acted in the wrong way. So we're going to punish you. And usually we would say, if you check yourself Wednesday morning and you find yourself coming Wednesday noon, we'd go back to your last bedika. We're going to add one more time period, one more night. We're going to add an extra time to punish you for not listening to the Chacham. Now, where did the 24 hours come from? We'll see in the Gemara. But now there's a new approach. It's a punishment. The Chachamim say, really? Shammai is right. But we have to punish this woman for not keeping the rules. The rules is you should have checked yourself Monday and Tuesday. You didn't. And you didn't even check yourself Wednesday morning. So we're going to punish you. And the punishment ends up being 24 hours, and we'll find out why tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful